things about technology is, of course, we can actually open it up to do all sorts of things. And we're delighted to welcome a brand new contributor to Book of the Month, a fan and graduate in philosophy and English from, of course, the University of St. Andrews. It's the fantastic Poppy Booth. How are you, Poppy?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. And as I say, you will have the honour now. No one can ever take it away of being our first official contributor to the Book of the Month via Zoom.
I'm honoured. I really am.
We are. So it's Peter the Latvian. It's Georges Simenon, an author who passed away long before either of us was born, from that point of view, written in 1930. Share with us your thoughts.
I enjoyed it, actually. I think the most interesting thing about it was kind of how it started a lot of the literary traditions that we see now. And, you know, the last Book of the Month was a much more modern murder mystery kind of tale. And you can definitely see a lot of links to, you know, what Georges Simenon began with the series. And obviously it was the first one in the long series of books that involved Inspector Maigret. So I think that was really interesting. In terms of my enjoyment of it, I did like it, but I think it was obviously because it was the beginning of this kind of thing. So it wasn't as extreme as they are now, because now you still need that shock value that you would have got then, but just everything's been done before, all the tropes have been done, so you need to really up your game. So it was kind of, after having read The Seven Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle and read a lot of other more modern murder mysteries, it seemed a bit more predictable. But I guess if you were reading it at the time, it was revolutionary. It was not predictable at all, because it hadn't been done before. So that's like, yeah, I think that's interesting.
It's always challenging when you're reading things from a contemporary perspective, obviously in the 21st century, to something which was written nigh on 90 years ago. And I think you alluded to it then. Were there any moments where you thought, I'm not sure whether that ideology will be particularly accepted if we did it today?
Yeah, there's definitely some points where it's a bit questionable. Some of it you're like, I don't think that would get by the editors of today. But they're quite minimal, you know. I think you'd expect a bit more, honestly, when you're reading books from that time. So as far as they go, I think it was fairly PC.
And in terms of the characters, I mean, Maigret himself, I mean, I think something which certainly came across very much for the whole piece itself is how descriptive Simenon is. And clearly this is a translation, but in terms of the description, were there any characters that you bonded with? Did you empathise with Maigret? Did you empathise with his wife? Don't hear a great deal about her. or other sort of areas?
I think I definitely empathized with his assistant. I can't remember his name right now. The one that I can't remember his name.
I says it all. We can't remember his name.
Because I feel like a lot of them, apart from Maigret, and then obviously all the various characters Pieter the Latvian identifies with, were the only ones that were really fleshed out a lot. I think a lot of the I think I would have been very empathetic with a lot of the female characters if they were a bit more fleshed out. Like you said, Maigret's wife is barely mentioned. You kind of don't really realize he has a wife until it's like, oh, his wife was there, and you're like, oh, okay, that's fine. So I think I definitely would have empathized with them a lot, because they had potential to be really well-rounded good characters.
And the character itself has been adapted into screen several times over the years. I think Rupert Davis was there, Arthur Weingarten's producer, obviously worked with Richard Harris as Maigret. Most recently, of course, Rowan Atkinson had a version of Maigret on screen. Do you think he's one of those characters like Sherlock Holmes that will continue to resonate as the years go by as a historical detective?
I think so. I don't see why not, you know, unless something comes along that really will knock it out of the water. But I think he really started a lot of the traditions of detectives that we have now, and so there's no reason why that foundation would ever go away, I think.
And are you a detective genre fan yourself? Do you like a good murder mystery?
You know, I do like them. I hadn't read them a lot, honestly, apart from these last two books of the month, and I'm really glad that I have now, because I think I'm gonna dive headfirst into this genre now, because I do enjoy it. I think it's very gripping.
Well, something our Poppy, we always invite our contributors to actually do, difficult though it can be, is to actually quantify the consideration of the actual text and give it a mark out of 10. So what are you going to go for? I was going to say the Inspector Calls, the Peter the Latvian, of course, by, yes, Georges Simenon.
I think coming in, keeping in consideration my contemporary reading of it, and also the fact that I think some of the female characters could have been more well-rounded, I think I'm going to go with a 6.5 out of 10.